Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping.
What up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report, man. Today is Friday. Finally Friday, right? It's March 25th. Time now is 4:28 a.m. Your boy is in the beautiful city of New Orleans. Man, enjoying this beautiful weather. It's like 61 degrees out right now. It's nice. It feels real good, you know. You know me, I love a mixture of weather. Like, I love the summertime. Like, I love the 80s, the 90s. I love the heat, right? Especially if I'm, you know, if I'm somewhere where I can just, you know, enjoy it. If I'm not working, just, you know, walking around or whatnot. I love the heat, but at my age now, I love it all, man. I'm just glad to be alive, right? I'm just glad to be alive. And my line of work, man, I see so much debt. You know, I'm just thankful every day that the higher being give me the opportunity to be here. Especially grateful that he gave me the opportunity to do this podcast. I was just sitting here thinking, and it was like, how powerful the higher being is, and timing, right? So, I want to say 1994, I graduated high school. Right after high school, took the summer off. Coming to fall, I went to college, right? So I get to college, I fucking flopped, right? I didn't prepare myself for college, right? I didn't study enough in high school. I was mediocre at best in high school. My main thing in high school was do enough work to graduate, to get out. That's it. Start my life. I went to college, right? I went to Xavier University. Like I said, I flopped, man. And inside my mind, I remember going into my advisor, and I was like, man, the college is not for me. I don't want to do this shit, man. I want to drive trucks. I want to be an over-the-road truck driver, right? And I probably was 17 at the time. I wasn't even 18 yet. I was 17. Bam. And you had to be 21 to get your CDLs, right? To drive over the road. So I didn't pursue it. Went back to a regular little job, minimum wage job. 95 rolls around, recruiter knocks on my door. Hey, man, you ever thought about joining the National Guard, the reserves? I'm like, nah, man, I ain't never thought about that shit. I don't want to do it. Bam. Next thing you know, I get a knock at the door. It's the same recruiter. Hey, what's up, man? We talked, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck, man? So we sit down, we talk. He said, man, look, only thing you do is just come take the ABAP and take the ABAP. We'll see what you do. You might not do good. If you do good, hey, we'll see where we go from there. Took the ABAP. Bam. He said, hey, man, you did all right on the ABAP, man. Come on. Let's look at some jobs you can take. Blah, blah, blah. Get there. He showed me a fucking tank, right? He was like, bro, you could be doing this right here, man. And I'm saying to myself, I said, bro, I get to drive that? Now I'm 18 years old, right? I don't know no better. So I get to drive that? Yeah, man, you get to drive it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, for real? He was like, yeah, man. So he was like, you got any friends want to join? Call my homeboy. I'm like, look, bro. He's saying we can come in together, you know what I'm saying? And recruiter like, yeah, man, by the time he start his paperwork and get everything done, y'all will be shipping out together. He's like, how soon do you want to leave? I'm like, bro, I'm ready, you know, whenever. So I remember I talked to my grandmother, right? And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to do this army thing. And and my grandmother always had a way of not saying, don't do something, but think about it, right? She's not going to tell you to do it. She's not going to tell you not to do it. She's going to hit you with this. You sure that's what you want to do? You sure that's what you want to do? And that's her cue of saying, if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. But just think about it. So I said, well, yeah, this is what I want to do. We're going to fast forward to now, right? From 95, from me saying it, up until now, right? The craziest thing in the world, right? And I'm just sitting here thinking. In 1995, and it was before this that I wanted to be a truck driver, right? Because I used to see my grandfather when he was driving trucks, and my uncle, he drove trucks, right? And I was like, man, these trucks are just so fascinating, so cool, man. Look how big they are. You know, my uncle used to put me in, grandpa used to put me in and ride around with him. I'm like, man, this is cool, man. So we're going to fast forward to 2021. I'm at my job, right? I've been on my job 13 years at that time. And I'm thinking to myself, right, inside my mind, how much more can I take, right? And you got to realize everybody mentality, psyche is totally different, right? Some people they can accept the updates of the program. Some people can't accept the update of the program. It's like when you go to reprogram your phone. And I'm quite sure this is happening to a lot of people. So they send you the update. You start to update your phone. Then when you reset it, all your contacts gone. So now you're like, oh, fuck, contacts gone, pictures gone. What the fuck happened, right? That's me. I can't accept the updates. They keep sending them. But inside my mind, I can't accept them. Right, so update black males, 95% of the victims and perpetrators of gun violence while we're at, right? I say I give it 90%. Let's not give them 95. I give it 90. So now you got to realize they're sending me the program. Hey, it's only what you're the program that we're sending you is only blacks, only blacks, only blacks, only blacks, only blacks, only blacks, only blacks. They send an update. I can't accept it. It's not, you know, I need y'all to send me the version of where we fixed this problem. So for 14 years, it's still the same thing, 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 same thing. Inside my mind, I can't accept the update that they keep sending. So my program is broken. I see it's a problem. So I can't accept the update. It's not supposed to be this way. But the update is just coming. And I'm broken. I am part of the broken program. So now it's like, all right, Johnny, you have to come up with a way to exit this program. You have to come up with a way to exit it. Bam. I say, well, you know what? Let me get serious with this. I got into the CDL book. Studied. Made some phone calls. Hey, man, look, I need to want to come to your course or whatnot. Oh, yeah, it's this much. But we don't have no start dates, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. Finally find a place that'll take me. And I tell them my schedule. They're like, man, look, no problem. We'll work with your schedule. I went in. And I went in and I paid. I didn't think about it. I paid the money. Bam. The hurricane happened. The instructor house was destroyed. So we couldn't start. I'm like, no problem. I'm just sitting back being patient. Because one thing I learned, man. And it goes back to when Yahshua was out on the water. And it was looking at him. And it was like, you know, look at this. Amazing. Peter says, I want to come out there. So when he gets off the boat to go, he walked a little bit. But when he looked back, he realized what he was doing. got scared and he fell. So me, I said, well, look, I got to keep walking. I got to keep going towards what? I got to keep going towards the higher being, the energy out there. I got to keep going towards that no matter what, you know. So I get there. I walk and I'm going. And stuff kept happening. I didn't buckle. Finally get the training, man. Right there at training, once I got in the truck, I'm like, man, that's it. I'm done. I don't need to do no more. Because what I asked for in life, I done already done it. This is it right here. I'm driving an 18-wheeler myself. I'm behind the wheel of it. So I'm hyped, man. I'm paying attention to my instructor. You know, he's telling me all this stuff to do, all this bang, 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 bang. I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, we talking one day, telling me all of the ins and outs of trucking. You know, he's like, man, he said, promise me this, man. Don't just go out and buy a truck. Go drive for somebody and learn on their equipment before you buy your own equipment. I'm listening. I'm inside my mind, I already know the my faith, the my relationship with the higher being. I already know that it's no matter what I want to do, I ask for something, I get it. So, long story, you know, move on, bam. I go do all my tests and everything, my pre-trip test, road test, everything. I pass, right? Sign off on it, send everything up to the state. I go down, get my license, got my CDL, right? Got my hazmat endorsement, tanker endorsement. So, bam, I'm good. So, and I'm still in my current job. Still there. And, like I said, and the program is, you know, it's still, they're still shooting me the updates, but I'm just not accepting the updates, right? I'm not accepting the updates. So, I'm there. And I said, well, let me start my business. So I was looking for names, and bam, I finally come up with the name that wasn't taken that I could get. Got the name. Fast forward to March 3rd, I had most of my stuff in play, what I needed to do. So I filed for my own authority, meaning that I can haul freight for money over the road, right? So, bam, do that March 3rd. Through that process, it's all a learning process to me, you know, and the thing is, it's like walking on that water, man. I'm telling you, like when I had to put $3,800 down on my insurance. I had to sign up for a drug consortium. I had to go take a drug test. And this is not for a company. This is just for me to get my authority activated. So, man, I'm just going through the process, and I'm not bucking. I said, man, it's water deep. And I just keep walking, just keep walking, just keep walking, 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 right? And I'm sitting there and I tell my wife, I said, babe, if I can pull this off, I know I'm going to be a success in it, right? I know I'm going to be a success, right? Because that's just the type of person that I am. I don't work for people up until this point. I've been working for other companies and people and organizations. And I have never failed on a mission, you know, my tours in Iraq. I got all my soldiers home safely, you know. My main focus was just to get them home safe, you know, get them back. You know, their brains and shit may be fucked up, but to get them back home. After they get home, hey, I did my part. I got you back. With my career now, is like, you know, everything I put in, I don't try to half-ass anything. I don't try to cut a corner. One thing about the truth is it's the truth. It's no denying the truth. If I have enough, I have enough. If I don't, I don't. If you ask me what I've done and why I've done it, I can articulate why I've done it. You know what I'm saying? So I always been able to, you know, everything. So like I said, woke up, authority granted. Bam. I told my wife, I said, babe, if I can do it, bam. Wake up. I check the Safer website. Bam. Johnny, J&K, McGee Time 3 Trucking, your authority has been granted. Like, the best feeling in the world, right? And I ain't tell many people. I told my mom, my wife, my youngest daughter, mom, maybe a few more people. But I didn't, like, post it on social media. And I told my best friend, Chris. Told him about it. So, it was like, now, you know, like, all right, now I'm here, right? And everybody at work knew I went through the truck driving program and all this other stuff. Got my CDL. And everybody like, man, when are you leaving? When are you leaving? When are you leaving? I know you're going to leave. I know you're going to leave. And I have... I have a plan in place to make sure that I'm financially secure, right? So I tell everybody, when I get to this crossroad, right, I already know the route that I want to go, right? I already know the route that I want to go. And once I get to that crossroad, I'm going to go that route. So right now, I'm moving towards that crossroad, right? And you got to realize my programming is broken. I cannot accept the update because the update that they are sending me is the same program. You know, so it's like I'm there, and as I was thinking about sitting here thinking, and I said, man, I asked and I prayed to be a truck driver. I never prayed to be the president and CEO of my own company, right? I never prayed for that. But for that little, for me thinking small to be a truck driver, now I have my own business, right? And it's like, I didn't ask for this. But it just goes to show you, when you start to elevate yourself, connect to a higher power, a higher being, a lot of times you're gonna lose a lot of people because they're not going that route that you're going. They're not going to the energy that you're going. When you get ready to walk on water and you're going out there towards that positive energy, their faith is not strong enough to carry them out there towards it, you know. And for me, I did a post. I'm like, if you're not going the route that I'm going, or you never been on this route before, I'm really not going to take any advice from you. I'm just not. My life is not set up like that. Because everything that I've done, basically, I've done it on my own. I haven't went to anybody face-to-face that's doing what I'm doing and sit down and talk to them. Everything I do, I YouTube it. Oh, if they have a 1-800 number, I call a 1-800 number. You know, and a lot of times... in this trucking thing, they give you what you need to get done. You know, you gotta have it's best to have $1 million policy, but for the FMCSA, it only requires $750,000 to get your authority activated. But you may not be able to book no loads at that rate because most brokers want you to have $1 million coverage, right? To haul freight. So, like I said, man, I got my $1 million policy. I got my 100,000 cargo insurance. Put my truck in the shop to get it serviced. I got to get a DOT inspection. Got to get my plates, a Porsche plates, and all this other stuff. You know, like I'm coming to the end, right, of getting everything ready to call a broker and say, hey, I'm ready. You know, if the paid up, my heavy equipment. Heavy road tax paid up. It's a bunch more stuff. And I'll probably do a YouTube video on the process of it. And there's a lot of videos out there that's general videos, but I'm going to just do a video for Louisiana, you know, to tell you the process, how much money I'm out of. And I'm not going to lie, man, I put up all my own capital on this endeavor, right? And, you know, I gotta pay it back, and I'm gonna pay it back, But it just goes to show you that I asked for it. The energy worked out for me. My faith walking, you know, like, bam, I'm moving forward towards what I said I'm going to do. You know, and sometimes I feel sorry for the people that's close to me because I get so focused and so on track of what I'm doing. Sometimes I just don't have time to worry about what anybody else is doing. You know, like, I'm going my direction, you know, I don't hang out with many people. I don't make many events. I'm just focused and driven on my goals, my destination. I see what a positive energy is. That's what I'm going towards. I'm going towards that. I ask for it. It set forward for me, and I can see it. And, you know, that's where I'm going. And it's just crazy, man, that I'm almost at that crossroad, right? I'm almost at that crossroad. And I had to fill out a form to request permission to work my business. And I feel, you know, and I had to sit down with my wife and talk to her. I said, well, just so you understand, I know what I'm gonna do. Because basically I'm really not asking, can I work my business? Basically, I'm telling you I'm about to work my business. You know, either I can continue to do what I do, or I'm going to do what I know I need to be doing. So, and mainly I'm doing it just for her security, you know, so she can feel more secure about this. Me, I already know what I got to do. I know which way my faith is. You know what I'm saying? But since I'm married, I'm no longer just me. I have to make her feel comfortable too. And sometimes in a marriage, you may have to feel uncomfortable to make her comfortable. And that's what I'm willing to do. And that, you know, like, and vice versa, you know, like, even if it was a woman doing what I'm doing and a husband, you know, but vice versa. So sometimes you got to compromise, and I don't mind compromising, you know. But just like I sit down and told her, I said, I know what I'm about to do. Now it's up to them to say, okay, try. We bless you to do it, you know. But it is what it is, man. I already know, and my fate know that I'm not gonna fail. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the higher being will let me fail. And even if I do fail, that's just a lesson that I've been taught, so I can be greater as something else. And it's just like with this, they may deny it and say, hey, you can't do this and this. Now I'm at that crossroad sooner. I already know the direction that I'm going, right? I already know the direction that I'm going because I wouldn't have gotten this far if it wasn't meant for me to be a success at it. So, hope y'all enjoy the podcast, man. You know, it's just a little update on the journey, man. I'm almost there. My programming is broken. I can't accept what's going on. I'm just passionate about the black male. You know, you realize that this country was fucking built on the blood, sweat, and tears of the black man. And how things are right now, it's like they not having it, bro. They not having it at all, bro. It's like they trying to destroy the black man. So if you destroy the black man, you're going to destroy this country. And, you know, I just hope my black brothers wake up and see what's going on and wake the fuck up, man. But I'm not that powerful to wake them up, you know. I might can touch one or two, but I can't wake them all up. It's gonna take a million motherfuckers thinking like me to even put a dent into it, you know. And people look at me now and it's like, I'm fucking lame, tell you the truth. I'm not cool at all, you know. I'm not the image of cool at all, you know. Now, some people like, a lot of women would be like, oh, bro, what you doing is real cool, you know, like, motherfucker, you have stability, you work, and you got this, you got that, so that's cool, but to some of these kids, man, this shit is, like, they want a TikTok, Instagram, they want instant shit. This shit has been a process for years, man, inside my mind, locked inside my brain. You gotta realize, if you got something locked inside your brain, man, you gotta unlock that shit. How you gonna unlock it? But honestly, YouTube, it, like I tell my kids all the time, you spend it up looking at, like, bullshit. Look at some educational shit and try to learn something in the process. Because you can learn a lot. But, you know, hey, maybe one day I will be the face of coolness, you know. But, like, right now, I consider myself just a regular lame, man. I don't really, like, you know... Everybody looks the Young Dolph thing when he like, oh, I like to be by myself and I do some of my best. That been me, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, but you know I'm like weird, like you know, like people look at me like, oh, he's weird. He don't come to nothing. He's antisocial. He's this. He's that. He's dysfunctional. But you gotta realize, I've been on that kick, man. Like I rather be by myself. I rather be with my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, the weekends, I'm off. Man, I'm with my kids. Like, oh, I'm outside doing something. I'm working on a car. Working on the yard. Fuck. Doing something. Building something. That's just me. You know, like, at one time, fuck, I used to, like, just chase women hard. Like, but, nah, that shit don't even excite me, like, talking about it, man. Like you gotta, your brain gotta be there. I don't give a fuck how fine you are. Your brain gotta be there. If your brain ain't there, man, we ain't got nothing to talk about. That shit don't excite me. I don't give a fuck how fine you are. I don't care how cute you are. You gotta have something going for you. You gotta be like on your real estate game. You gotta be talking about buying a house. You gotta be talking about investing. I don't give a fuck, man. Like your brain gotta be there. Your brain cells. Your hustle gotta be there. Fuck. Cause I ain't got enough money to take care of like everybody. I don't. But that's it, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Hopefully Facebook, like, the algorithm start picking up the podcast, because like, I ain't gonna lie, man, that shit been sucking. Like the numbers been sucking. I'm not gonna lie to nobody. Like the numbers really been sucking. And, you know, like I posted on Facebook, but I don't think the Facebook algorithm accepts it some kind of way. So they might accept this one. Who knows, you know? I didn't say nothing about old Sleepy. So I don't know. Y'all be good, man. Y'all be blessed. Remember, seek the positive energy. Your life will get better. Remember, speak to your neighbors. If they speak, they speak. You do your part, man. You do your part. You be the example of goodness, man. I love y'all, like, all y'all, like, I really fucking love y'all. I want all y'all to win, man. I want all y'all to live, you know. I want all y'all to live, man. Even if your kids out here doing some dumb shit, man, put them to the side and tell them you love them, man. Something. Like, I have to remind my kids every fucking day, bro. Like, look, bro, nobody gonna love you more than daddy, man. Nobody. Nobody. I don't give a fuck. Nobody gonna love you more than me. So, y'all be blessed. Love y'all. What's up out there, y'all? Hey, this is your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again. Hey, man, y'all go over there to 3CCG Party Rentals. Go over there to their Facebook page for all your party characters and everything. Your Mickey Mouse, your Chase, your Coco Melon. Go get them guys a shout if you have time for your party rental needs. Make your kids happy. And once again, thank y'all for checking out the Johnny Mac Hurt Village Report.